but, so UCDAA, Utah County and District Attorneys Association, which never use that when you go to the legislature, because all they hear is, oh, you're the Utah County Attorney? No, I'm not that. But UCDAA has existed in some form or another for quite a long time. So it's an affiliate of UAC, the Utah Association of Counties, so each of the county elected officials have their own affiliate group, is what we call it. So there's a group for recorders and treasurers and county clerks and auditors and sheriffs and whatnot. And so UCDAA is our county attorney's group for them. UAC has been around for 100 years. The most recent iteration of UCDAA is from 2009, where they kind of reorganized a little bit to kind of regroup. It's kind of an organization, you can see on the sheet that Jeff gave out, like from our bylaws, what we think we are. And the first one is just talking about fostering camaraderie. Our group can get away with not actually putting a whole lot of work in, like the treasurer's group. They are their group that creates all the training statewide for all the county treasurers. UCDA doesn't have to do that because of Utah Prosecution Council. That is this group is a very robust organization that's focused on training. Like the Treasurers Association, they have to work with UAC to do their own lobbying. UCDA doesn't necessarily have to get involved too much because of SWAP, which has developed into a very robust organization, you know, with paid staff. You know, Jeff is the director and our lobbyist there. So UCDAA kind of, it really is up to each of the county attorneys and Sim as the district attorney to decide what level of involvement we want to have and the kind of work that we want to do, and that ebbs and flows from year to year. But it is the location where all of the elected prosecutors from the state, other than the attorney general, can get together to work together and collaborate and form relationships, and so that's basically what we are.
So how can UPC effectively work with you guys, or are we already doing that?
Yeah, so I think so the communication, right, is key, and we've gotten back this year, we've gotten back to a structure where we're trying to have our meetings on the same days. And in our bylaws, it says that we're supposed to do that. We're supposed to coordinate our meetings so they're on the same day with UPC council meetings. This retreat is kind of a different thing, but
yeah.
In the past, we've generally had the quarterly meetings on the same day, so you get SWAP and UPC and UCDA all on the same day. And having that coordination to exchange ideas and issues, I think that's the best way.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, it's really incumbent on us as UCDA, if we think there are issues with training that need to be addressed, we need to be the ones to bring that up and come to UPC and say, we'd like you to address X, Y, and Z issues. It's on us.
Really. So do you guys, because the four of you, the four electeds are from UCDAA, so I don't know, I guess, is it something that you want to add to your calendar? What's the training aspect that we need? And then, you know, one of the four of you, whoever it is, can bring that to the council meeting. Marilyn was going to say something.
So part of our involvement with UCDAA is to not necessarily help plan the executive county attorney, but we have that agenda, or, you know, we're a part of that agenda. You know, we do the brochure, we do the CLE, so we collaborate that way.
For the fall conference.
For the fall conference in November, so I need to get with you for that.
Yeah.
So it would be helpful to add a slot to the agenda, which means our council meetings can go a little bit longer, but for UCDA, in case you guys have anything to report to us, would that be helpful then to
sure.
You guys?
Sure. Okay. Probably it'd be good for on our side too, that
right.
That on our UCDA meetings, we have a, you know, training needs or a UPC needs thing that we can always be bringing up.
Yeah, okay. Because that, I mean, that would help then in preparation for, you know, the fall conference, the UAC conferences. What do you guys have is, I know not a lot of county attorneys are here, how the agendas have been come up in the past. Marilyn, do you know how they develop those just for Rob's benefit?
Well, we just need...
Was it they just came up with the topics?
Yeah,
and here's what we want to do?
UCDAA will collaborate with whoever, UAC, and the county attorney's input. We attend at least one of those meetings and put that agenda, you know, put the agenda together so a brochure can go out.
Yeah, we're in the middle of developing that right now. I think UAC is struggling a little bit because they're in the middle of some big turnover, right? So they just got a new CEO, and she's great. She's doing a great job. But there's some other issues with UAC that they've been working through. I don't know if everybody knows, but Utah County officially withdrew from UAC. And so we kind of discussed the issue.
When did that happen?
Just a couple months ago.
Utah County?
Yeah, Utah County withdrew from UAC.
Seceded from the union?
Their Children's Justice Center has done the same thing.
A couple weeks ago, half of their elected officials called up and tried to sign up for the fall conference of UAC. And they said, well, you're not part of UAC anymore.
Oh, wow.
So there's a little bit of turmoil going on, but I think we're going to come out.
That's interesting.
Salt Lake County's still members.
Yeah, so it's really interesting because about 6 months ago, some of the larger counties brought up some issues. I'm not going to give you all the nitty-gritty details, but the perspective was that it was Salt Lake was worried about a lot of things. And Salt Lake has been... Hey, yeah, we've got our issues we need to deal with, but we're dedicated to UAC like the whole time. They were just on board with everything, but wanted some changes, some systemic changes to happen. And Utah County was kind of like, yeah, we want changes to happen, and it's not happening now, so we're out. So that's kind of where we're at. We're at UCDA, we're still going to invite Utah County to participate in our group, so we still consider our affiliate group as a whole statewide group.
Okay.
So just to let you know, I mean, you know, Rob and I are appointed from the league, well, not from the league, from UMAA. So when they have, UMA has their conference, there's a business part of it, and they do a business luncheon. And so we'll usually give us a little report on UPC, but then we also open it up for the, you know, what training is there, something that your office needs from UPC, so we try to keep the dialogue going both ways.
Okay.
So I'm confident that you guys could do the same thing.
Yeah, and we should do that.
Okay, yeah, so that'd be great. Okay, I thought that might take a little bit longer, that's okay. So in the 5 minutes before Susan gets here, if you'll review the minutes from the last meeting so that we can then entertain a motion to adopt or not or amend whatever. So it'll just take a couple minutes.